The king touched her cheek, his fingers brushing across the rough stone as gently as if it were living flesh. I vowed to kill Rhaegar for what he did to her.
You did, Ned reminded him.
Only once, Robert said bitterly.
They had come together at the ford of the Trident while the battle crashed around them. Robert with his war hammer and his great antlered helm, the Targaryen prince armoured all in black. On his breastplate was the three-headed dragon of his house, wrought all in rubies that flashed like fire in the sunlight. The waters of the Trident ran red around the hooves of their destriers as they circled and clashed, again and again, until at last a crushing blow from Robert's hammer stove in the dragon and the chest beneath it. When Ned had finally come on the scene, Rhaegar lay dead in the stream, while men of both armies scrambled in the swirling waters for rubies knocked free of his armor.
In my dreams, I kill him every night, Robert admitted. A thousand deaths will still be less than he deserves.
There was nothing Ned could say to that. After a quiet, he said, We should return, Your Grace. Your wife will be waiting.
The others take my wife, Robert muttered sourly.
But he started back the way they had come, his footsteps falling heavily.
And if I hear Your Grace once more, I'll have your head on a spike. We are more to each other than that.